You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Very big day in the news yesterday. Of course, the NBA and MLB teams decided to sit it out in light of the racial injustice, the murder that took place in Kenosha, Wisconsin, of an unarmed father in front of his kids. He actually did not die. He's still in the hospital right now, and they say that he has partial paralysis. Also, RNC day two of that happened on yesterday. We're going to talk more about both of those things, but I wanted to address Hurricane Laura, which made landfall early this morning, Brian. It's been deemed a powerful category 4 storm with maximum sustained winds of 150 miles per hour.
Been seeing videos on social media. It looks treacherous. I saw a video of an RV being flipped over already.
Mandatory evacuation orders have been issued by the governors of both Louisiana and Texas for more than 500,000 residents. Of course, this is made more complicated by the coronavirus pandemic.
You know, as if those people down there have already dealt with enough. You know, you got this on top of it, man.
I've got a friend that lives in Lake Charles, Louisiana. That's right in the path of the storm. I'm going to be checking in this morning with her to see if her and her family evacuated. I hope that they did.
Yeah.
You know, this has been a couple of days of talking about it. I've got a friend in New Orleans, you know her, Nikki. She was raised in New Orleans, and she said these kinds of things happen all the time. And so the people who are from that area, they just don't...
They don't sweat it?
Really. That's what she told me. She says because we hear it so much and it winds up not being anything. You know, when Katrina happened, it really wasn't like the most powerful storm that had ever hit there. It was just that the levees broke, which exacerbated the situation and caused all of that flooding. It wasn't just rainwater that came out of the sky.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, a lot of people hear, okay, evacuate, and they're like, yeah, okay.
I get that, but man, at this point, we can't take no risk. You can't. I'm sure the hospitals might be closed. The whole city will be shut down in New Orleans and, you know, all the other cities down there. So I just hope that people just do the right thing, man.
Sometimes it's hard, though, especially if you don't have the funds.
Yeah.
If you don't have a vehicle, pandemic is afoot. There are a lot of other circumstances that come into play when people are making a decision to evacuate. If you don't have anywhere to go, where are you going to go?
I get it.
So our prayers are definitely going out to the folks in Louisiana and Texas this morning. And as the day goes on, if we get any other updates, we'll be sure to tell you all about it.
The Shade on the way with your entertainment news and updates in 10 minutes.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
619, look for highs in the mid-90s today. Sunny skies right now. You are partly cloudy in 74 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Kanye West has managed to get on the 2020 presidential ballot in Idaho, Minnesota, and Tennessee. But as we reported yesterday, he will not be on Missouri's ballot.
You ain't allowed.
He ain't man, get enough signatures,
yeah. Oh, man. People are just making a mockery of the United States, period. And it's ridiculous at this point.
I would agree. Tekashi 6ix9ine announced that his new album called Tattletales is due out next month.
Speaking of making a mockery.
God. During his announcement, he shared a video of himself in Chicago pouring liquor for the deceased Chicago natives. He captioned the video with, quote, "Everyone, go pre-save the album, Tattletales, September 4th. We just landed in beautiful Chicago."
You just landed in Chicago and all that. Y'all got a huge announcement for y'all. I'm dropping the album September 4th. Tattle Tales, the album.
I think the killers, the hitters, so.
September 4th. Y'all listen, September 4th, the album's coming. Let's pay respect to all the fallen soldiers.
Yo, keep on, dude.
Why?
You know how many died here?
A lot of died.
Mad.
Take the bass out your voice. You ain't tough. Word.
I find that highly offensive. I do. You pouring liquor out for people who... It's just a blatant slap in the face, fam.
Idris Elba is set to create a boxing school for 7 disadvantaged young people.
Hey, some good news.
Yeah. I've always wanted to learn how to box.
In the United States or in London? Don't say. Okay, it don't
says matter. It was documented in a BBC documentary.
Oh, okay, that might be overseas then.
Could be.
Yeah. That's great nonetheless, though. I like Idris Elba for that.
The only reason why I haven't learned how to box is because I don't want people punching me in my face.
Lady, you can spar at the gym. You can get a trainer at the gym and handle that.
They have to punch you in your face.
No, they don't.
Until you learn to stick and move.
Fam, you will not get punched in the face, Shay.
Yes, you will.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
If somebody gonna punch me in the face, you got to do it like sneak. I don't want to be knowing, hey, there's a chance I'm going to get punched right in the face.
Okay, you know? So I'm going to tell you this right now. You have no business being in no fight or boxing, trying to box if you ain't
in
trying to get hit.
In a fight, it comes unexpected. That's what I just made.
Don't in boxing?
No, you know that if you set yourself up to get in there, there's going to be a punch lodged at your face at some point.
You better be prepared for that.
That's why I have... You're not listening.
I am listening. I'm just...
This is why I haven't done
it. I'm listening. I get it.
So, DaBaby and Danny Lee broke up. Did I say that right? Is that her name?
Yeah, Danny Lee.
What does she sing? I don't know her.
Take it easy. Remember that song? No. Chris Brown? If I play it, you would know it.
Well, DaBaby took to his socials yesterday and talked about the mother of his children. And people took it as, you know, being slightly flirty.
Mm-hmm.
He posted, some people show their love by being crazy as hell. I'm talking crazy, crazy. Okay, I know this song.
Thank you.
My daughter's mother, Mariah, is one of those people. I love you too, crazy, bleep, bleep.
Oh.
Now, STFU texted me,
oh,
I'm in a meeting.
Oh, Lord. Was that towards Danny?
No, that was towards his baby mama.
Okay.
So he wasn't, like, being
like,
mean.
No, I was talking about that last part.
Yeah.
So that was all in the same breath, all of that stuff. I love you, but STFU.
I'm in a meeting.
Okay.
So early in the year, Mimi blasted DaBaby for cheating and apparently having an anonymous woman pregnant with his baby.
Oh, boy.
That's a mess. So fast forward to March, Brian. Rumors were swirling that DaBaby was with Danny Lee, right?
Uh-huh.
She was responsible for choreographing the rapper's bop video. Oh, that's what's up. I like that. That's the...
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, Danny Lee, you can choreograph, graph.
She can, though. She can dance. She can... Yeah, she look good. I see
I have no idea what she looks like. If she stole my pocketbook, I wouldn't be able to tell
you,
the police.
She look like all the other ones. Like, yeah, you know.
Oh, okay. I know what you're saying. Man. Leave it there.
She fine, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she
well, they said that she hurt behind this.
Yeah, well, he's one of the biggest stars, you know, in hip-hop right now, so...
Said she was crying in the car.
Like Yvette off Baby Boy when Jody told her... When Jody closed the door in her face.
Get me out of here!
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about... story.
It's why you're mad though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad though?
I'm pregnant, and my job acts like I can make it to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, I be so sick in the morning that I be making it there at 7 o'clock every day, and they want to act like they don't know pregnant people got morning sickness. Mm. It didn't really be in the morning.
Well, quit your job and just go on welfare.
Nah, she can't do that.
Hell nah.
Okay, then. So get your behind up and go to work.
You can't start your maternity leave early, you know.
Man, I already started it. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Listen, like Shay says, you just got to thug your way through it for the next, you know, 4 or 5 months. And then you got them last.
4 or 5 months? What? Morning sickness for 4 or 5 months. This is my first year, guys. I don't know nothing about this.
Well, ma'am, you know, you should have thought about this a couple months
don't
ago.
Don't you tell her that.
You know what I'm saying?
You should have stopped to the quick chip, girl. Hey, got your condom.
It was the summertime.
Oh, he set you up?
Mm. Set me up.
All right, who is this?
I can't even tell y'all because I ain't even told everybody.
Oh my God. Well, we the first to know. We feel so honored.
Congratulations.
Make sure you send us like a baby shower thing so Brian can come. Brian will come to your baby shower.
I'm going to that.
Girl, you know I'm
going to
send you one. You my birthday friend.
Okay, cool.
See,
well,
Brian, see how you turned on and then once you found out she was a Leo, then you said okay.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
Bye, girl.
Test two, baby.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Last night, third night of the Republican National Convention held at Baltimore's Fort McHenry. Crowd of folks watched Vice President Mike Pence accept his party's nomination for a second term.
So with gratitude for the confidence President Donald Trump has placed in me, the support of our Republican Party, and the grace of God, I humbly accept your nomination to run and serve as Vice President of the United States.
No swag.
Pence also continued the law and order theme that has been a consistent part of the Republicans' message during the convention. He talked about violence happening in our streets.
The violence must stop, whether in Minneapolis, Portland, or Kenosha. Too many heroes have died defending our freedom to see Americans strike each other down. We will have law and order on the streets of this country for every American of every race and creed and color.
He went on to talk about Joe Biden and what he thinks the country would be like if he were elected.
When you consider their agenda, it's clear. Joe Biden would be nothing more than a Trojan horse for the radical left. The choice in this election has never been clearer, and the stakes have never been higher.
Continue on. Night four tonight.
45 will you, speaking.
Will you be watching? Yeah, he's going to accept the party nomination. And also, Kamala Harris is going to be speaking tonight in an answer, if you will, to what she expects Donald Trump to say.
When I get home from football practice, I'll take a look at it just to, you know, keep tabs and see what folks are talking about. But we in for a spicy election season coming up, Shay.
2020 has been the most odd, crazy, tumultuous, controversial, divisive, weird year of my life.
Yeah, me too. Nothing is close either.
Never would have imagined that in the first round of the NBA playoffs, the players would just say, you know what, I have to sit this one out. In light of the protests over racial injustice and the police shooting of Jacob Blake, a 29-year-old father in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The Milwaukee Bucks were the first team to say, you know what? Mm-mm. They're 40 miles from Kenosha. That's where they play.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks are calling the NBA into question and saying that they want to boycott the league for allowing its players to say that they're not going to play.
I think those who are in favor of boycotting the NBA already don't watch.
Hot Trending Topic is coming up shortly, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that and what the reasoning is for someone not wanting to eradicate racial injustice.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Kyle Rittenhouse, 17-year-old who showed up to Kenosha, Wisconsin, doesn't even live there. He's from Antioch, Illinois. Showed up to the protest about the shooting of Jacob Blake carrying an AR-15. Young man shot two people to death during the protests, which spurred the NBA, the WNBA, MLB, and players in Major League Soccer to cancel their games.
I commend all the leagues and all the players who participated. I do.
Videos surfaced of the 17-year-old walking through the crowd with a gun passing by police officers. And many folks are saying that there's a difference in the way police interact with people. Jacob Blake had no gun on him. This young man had a gun visibly on his person, and he was able to walk right past with no problem, unfettered.
It's as clear as day, Shay. If you're ignoring these facts and what's going on, you're willfully ignoring it.
Jacob Blake had three kids in the backseat of the vehicle. You would think that that would come into mind if you're trying to assess what someone will do. You had a hold of his t-shirt. Yet he was shot in the back seven times. Many of the athletes are saying they're tired. LeBron James took to his social media. He doesn't post profanity a lot, but he did this time. He was upset. Former NBA player and sports commentator Kenny Smith literally walked off the set live on air.
Even like driving here and getting into the studio, hearing calls and people talking. And for me, I think the biggest thing now is to kind of, as a black man, as a former player, I think it's best for me to support the players and just not be here tonight.
And figure out what happens after that. Yeah, I just don't feel equipped to do that.
And I respect that.
We're tired of it, Shay. For people to walk off their jobs and for the NBA to stop. We're in the playoffs. This is the height of the season. That's how important this is.
Even if you disagree, how can you not acknowledge the pain and hurt of other Americans? You may have your thoughts on all of this. There are people who are saying, well, you know, they're burning and looting and doing all of this. Think about the pain. This is not something that people are making up. These are real feelings that have been underneath the surface for hundreds of years, literally. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about athletes taking a stand, protesting over racial injustice?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22. Look for temps to reach the mid 90s today. Sunny skies right now. You're sunny in 75 and Olathe. The Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Virgo friends. Actor Macaulay Culkin. He's out here 40 years old today.
Oh, wow. Love Home Alone. That was my movie.
Gospel singer Yolanda Adams is out here 59.
Ooh, she fine. Yes, Lord. Open it up. Open that heart up, baby. Yes, Lord.
R&B singer Mario is 34. Tell my girl to
break my head. Hey, that used to be Shay's song.
No, it wasn't. I was dating a dude who had cornrows. I said, whatever arrangement with the chick.
Remember, you said he could take this into a versus battle. Remember, you said that.
He could.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
It's a good record.
Okay.
But all men with braided hair, keep whatever arrangement you got with the chick that's been braiding your hair, because I'm not doing it.
Oh, Lord.
Rapper Mace is 45 today.
My dog.
Now, what the hell is you looking for? Relationship advice. No. This is actress Demetria McKinney. She sing too. She's 41.
She do, yeah.
Didn't she come and do our white linen party?
She did.
And Savannah James, wife of LeBron James. She's 34 today.
Happy birthday, all my Virgos born on August 27th.
NeNe Leakes deleted her Instagram account after Tamra Judge says that she was fired from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Make you delete your Instagram account?
Yeah. She said you will be missed, Icon, but it's pretty amazing on the other side. Hashtag Vicky. Hashtag Tamra. Hashtag Leanne. Hashtag NeNe. Hashtag LVP. Hashtag Bethany. Hashtag Dorinda. Gone but never forgotten.
Good luck.
But NeNe hasn't confirmed this.
So who's like the next biggest star on that show? Is it Candy?
Candy gets paid the most.
Okay. She get paid more than NeNe?
Yup.
What?
Damn! You know I always tell you this. It's what you negotiate. It don't have nothing to do with nothing. It's what you will negotiate.
You don't want
to
wear no shorts in February.
I tell you that all the time. You better negotiate for long pants.
Damn!
The Rose Organization says they have nothing to do with Masika Kalisha's fake kidnapping video. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I saw it. It was just poor judgment and bad taste, man. She acted like she was being kidnapped and she put makeup on. And I think she put it on her OnlyFans or something.
Right, she did
like
it
that.
To promote the OnlyFans, just, which is a site where people pay to watch content provided. In many cases, it's explicit content.
Yes.
But, you know, I don't know if she was putting explicit or not.
You can't trivialize sex trafficking and kidnapping. Can't do that.
So the Rose Organization is actually something that's a women's organization that fights against that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, speaking of OnlyFans, Bella Thorne, do you know who that is?
No, I don't. She
Me
got
either.
One fan, I guess.
No, she got more than one fan, child. She set a record by earning more than $1 million. Within 24 hours of debuting her OnlyFans.
They making that kind of money on there?
Okay.
I hope so.
You get $1 million in 24 hours, I guarantee it. Would you put explicit content of yourself up there?
Oh, not Bush! Maybe.
Okay, it says she's a Disney star. She's a former Disney star.
Oh, okay. So that's what it is. It's the, you know, how Eve ate the fruit, the forbidden fruit. That's what it is. I guess, man. We in a new league now,
I'm
Shay.
I'm not willing to give her $20 a month. There's nothing she can put up there that would be worth $20
she,
a month.
You know, busting it open.
It's still not worth $20 a month. I don't see what content.
This is $20. That's a meal at, you know, Five Guys or something. You know, you'd be all right.
I can't imagine anything that she could put up for $20 a month that I would be willing to pay for.
What if Nas put up something for $20 a month? You pay for that?
Only 20 is what he wants? If he just wants what? Let's see what that throat do.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
NBA playoff games were postponed as players decided to sit out in protest of racial injustice in our country.
Earth-shattering, Shay. These are playoff games.
Stephen A. Smith, during his broadcast, said this.
Proud of the NBA players. Can't say enough. This is what it's all about. Sacrifice, because that's what they'll be doing.
You know that the network's going to lose money. So as a result, the league is going to lose money. As a result, the owners are going to lose money. As a result, they're going to make sure the players lose money. It don't matter. That's what the players boycotting these games. That's what they're saying. It doesn't matter because there are things that are more important than money. Our people is more important than money. That's what they're saying. It's that kind of sacrifice that we're talking about.
All three scheduled WNBA games are postponed. Three MLB games are called off. And five Major League Soccer matches were canceled as well. Two-time major tennis champion Naomi Osaka said yesterday that she wouldn't play in her semifinal match scheduled for today either.
You know, and the NBA is probably the most liberal league. I would want to see if the NFL team would do it. Like the Chiefs, the spotlight is going to be on the Chiefs 2 weeks from today in the opening night of the NFL season. What if Patrick Mahomes sits out the game and the rest of the team?
Some folks are taking exception to the players protesting. You know the adage, Brian. Shut up and dribble. What are your thoughts about athletes taking a stand, protesting over racial injustice? 816-576-7103.
I'm a white woman who happened to have mixed kids, and I will support Black Lives Matters. I have my entire life. But anybody who has CEOs, police, fire, medical, teachers, you name it, anybody who has the ability to be heard, they need to take a stance. There's going to be everybody who's going to start picketing professional sports. They're the problem. If you are going to picket sports because somebody is trying to stand up for injustice, that's ridiculous. I would have never thought back in 1995 when I started dating black men that it would still be this way. My daughter's going to be 25, and I would have never imagined. I would have thought it got better. It's gotten worse when the president came in 4 years ago. Before him, it wasn't cool to be prejudiced. Now it's like, because the president can do it, everybody can do it. And that's how these white people walking around with a gun around his neck, and he walked right past armored trucks and cars when you have people yelling that he's the shooter, and he just walks away, hands up, AR-15 around his neck, but yet all these other black men, women, children are being shot for having a hood on going to get Skittles, for having your children in the car, and he broke up a fight. Come on now. They've got to do something. To me, if you're in police, fire, medical, judge, teacher, if you are prejudiced, 1 ounce of prejudice of anything, you need to get out, because that's when abuse starts. They have so many officers out there that aren't prejudiced that are taking the heat for the ones that are. There are good and there are bad in everybody. But these ones that have that prejudice, everybody needs to stand up and get them out of there. And then to use the excuse that, oh, I feared for my life, that's all these white officers have to say is, I feared for my life, and nothing's ever done. And that's the sad part. Look at Breonna Taylor, first responder. As I'm a first responder, nothing's been done with her.
Well, thank you so much for calling up and sharing this morning. We appreciate your words.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Kyle Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old from Antioch, Illinois, got in a car and drove to Kenosha, Wisconsin. He had an AR-15 strapped around his body. Showed up to the protest where folks were taken to the street to express frustration and anger to the shooting of Jacob Blake, a father of three, who was shot 7 times in the back. He's now paralyzed. This young man killed 2 people during this protest. Walked right past police with his gun strapped around his body. Professional athletes have decided enough is enough. They said they weren't going to play last night. NBA, MLB, MLS,
WNBA as well, Shay.
All said, enough is enough.
I would love for all sports to join forces. All of them. Just make the money stop. And if you're asking why, what difference does it make? The reason that we're talking about it right now is it stayed in the news cycle. People are talking about it on Twitter, on Facebook, all socials. This is why we march. This is why we keep talking about it.
I saw a meme yesterday on Twitter, and I don't know if, you know, folks realize this, because I certainly didn't, but August 26, 2016, Colin Kaepernick knelt during the national anthem to highlight police brutality and abuse of power.
It was the four-year anniversary.
And yesterday, all of the NBA playoff teams refused to play basketball in boycott of that murder of Jake. Well, not murder of Jacob Blake, but shooting of him.
I saw another meme, too. Tamir Rice was 12 and was killed for having a fake toy gun. Kyle Rittenhouse, 17, killed two people, walked by police, AR-15 exposed. He got to go home and sleep.
What are your thoughts about athletes taking a stand and protesting over racial injustice?
I work at Ford, and I watched them shut down the plant for 8 minutes and 54 seconds for George Floyd, and they lost lots of money as well. Also, I am a black mother of a son, and I understand all of it. And I will love to see the football players play again. Love it. But if they're going to take a stand for Black Lives Matter, I'm all for it.
Thank you so much for calling up and sharing with us this morning.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Last year, Brian, we talked with Dr. Stacey Yeager about Black Breastfeeding Week. It's here again, the 25th through the 31st, and there's some events that folks can take a part of virtually.
Hey, Stacey, good morning.
Good morning, yes.
Let's talk a little bit about why Black Breastfeeding Week was created and how folks can participate.
The number one reason Black Breastfeeding Week was created is because of the need for us to increase breastfeeding for Black women, because right now only 36% of Black women generally are breastfeeding at least 6 months as recommended by the CDC. And so our goal is to help increase those numbers so that we can help with health-related issues relating to moms and babies after they give birth.
What are some of the benefits of breastfeeding as opposed to just giving them milk?
Oh, that's a great question. I'll give you 5 good reasons. Well, the first reason is because of the high infant mortality rate. We know that Black babies are dying twice the rate, or sometimes 3 times the rate of white babies. And this is a fact. So infant mortality among Black infants is mainly in our Black communities, and breastfeeding has shown to decrease this, as well as checking on babies, because breastfed babies tend to feed a little differently. So women reach out a little more to health providers or someone to get help. So it decreases the infant mortality. The next reason is the high rates of diet-related diseases. So if we look at all the health conditions, breast milk is a complete first food. So that means that African-American children who get breast milk will have a decrease in upper respiratory infections, decrease in type 2 diabetes, asthma, childhood obesity, something that's rampant in our communities. A third reason is lack of diversity in the lactation field. We know that there's racial disparities in our hospitals. We have a high mortality rate when women give birth. And so saying that they want to breastfeed will help for a lactation consultant to come. And then we're able to see if there's additional underlying issues that may have been missed by health professionals. Number 4 is the health barriers. You know, we get in a trap, like you said. Formula is generally a common thing in our community, and we want to change that perception. Some people think that, oh, if I formula feed, the baby will stay asleep longer. Well, that goes back to SIDS. We don't want to give the baby so much milk and it's so full that it can't wake up when it needs to. Lastly, the desert-like conditions. As you know, there's a food desert in most of our areas where Black people reside, and so we know that breast milk being the first food allows mom to pass on the proper nutrients and health benefits to herself as well. We know that breastfeeding decreases cancer, and it also decreases the likelihood of her having additional problems as relates to breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and things like that.
How can people engage with your organization or any other breastfeeding activities?
Our main page is called Black Families Do Breastfeed. And the reason why it's called families is because we have both male and female support groups, because we know dads also need support after having a baby. So they can go to Black Families Do Breastfeed. Next, we work closely with Uzazi Village, and that's UZAZI Village. and they are on both the Kansas and Missouri side locally, in which we will be having a number of Zoom meetup opportunities, guest lectures and speakers during Black Breastfeeding Week, August 24th to the 31st. So they can go to those pages and see the events and things that are coming up. We also will have prize giveaways from local businesses that have decided to partner with us in order to help promote breastfeeding.
Dr. Stacy Yeager, thank you so much for joining us and giving us this vital information for our community. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821, look for highs in the mid-90s. Partly sunny, very warm. Right now, you are sunny at 76 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
The rumor mill is saying that Rihanna and A$AP Rocky, a boyfriend and girlfriend. Did you know that?
I had no clue.
Well, they interviewed each other for GQ and Vogue magazines. During the session, they talked about red carpet looks and skincare, a whole bunch of little stuff.
What's the first thing you notice in somebody when you see them for the first time?
Like, what's the first thing you look for?
The first thing you see is someone's face, unless you're looking at their shoes. I usually tend to look at their skin, their teeth, their smile. And then after that, it's more about like whatever energy they're giving off. That's really, really important, because all of that prettiness could go to if your demeanor is like whack.
Most fellas, not myself, but most fellas look at that, you feel me? But you know, skin is definitely one of them.
The good news is, you know, has skin, so thank you.
That's
guys.
Okay. I'm right. we had the same reaction. Okay. All right.
T.I. and 50 Cent have teamed up for a new TV series.
Oh, really?
It's going to be called 24/7. It's based on a book called Notorious C.O.P., the inside story of the Tupac, Biggie, and Jam Master Jay investigations from the NYPD's first hip-hop cop.
Oh, I know who that is. I've seen him.
I think we talked to him on the show.
I think so, too. It was a couple years ago.
Yep.
Yeah. We did. Yeah, I remember it vividly now. We specifically talked about Tupac and Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll be on the lookout for that.
Okay.
Akon is saying that Dr. Dre's Detox album. Now, how long has this album been in the making, Brian?
Listen, we've been waiting on Detox since 04. Seriously, 16 years.
Akon says it's got some bangers and heat on it. It's still hot after.
Yeah, dog, we ain't trying to hear that, dog. You got them old bass and drums and stuff. Come on, man.
You never know. It could be timeless.
Yeah, all right. Dr. Dre featuring Mike Jones. We ain't trying to hear that, man.
So Erica Mena, you remember her from Love & Hip Hop New York. And she moved to Atlanta, too, I think. Well, she's upset with women for calling her husband Safari corny.
Damn!
She says that people embrace men who, quote, act tough before a man who does everything in his power to make his wife happy.
So if he's trying to make you happy, what was he doing making the remix to WAP? What was that all about?
Bragging on his ego.
He owned that hen dog.
From what I hear, it's nice. That's what the streets say.
I don't care.
But I don't understand what she got so upset. Don't you want all women to think your man is corny? I don't want nobody to think my man is nothing. So they be trying to go behind my back.
Shay.
No, think he corny.
In this day and age, it's all about showing off. It's all about bragging. And you want the best thing smoking. And she probably knows that she don't have the best thing smoking right now. But you always want to defend your man, right?
Think my man corny. All of y'all. Think he ugly.
You selfish.
Think he broke.
You ain't trying to share.
That's no, I am not.
What happened to this attitude?
And let me have multiple men.
Huh? What happened to that?
What's wrong with a woman loving multiple men?
That was out of context, as usual. If I explain what we were talking about, people will understand. But you take pieces of a conversation and play it back, but you got it.
What are you talking about, honey?
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
We're making winners sound good.
Thing I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Linda.
All right, Miss Linda, let's see what you got.
By no means average. It's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10. I wanna get in. Can I get down so I can?
I like the way you work it, yo diggity. I like to back it up.
Bag it up, girl.
I like the way you work it, yo diggity. I like to back it up.
Yo,
like
diggity.
You work,
hey,
yo, diggity.
Come on.
I like to back it up.
Come on, Miss Linda.
I like the way you work, diggity. Yo, diggity.
Hey.
I like to back it up.
You know she won the rump shaker contest at the Green Duck. You already know. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hey. Make your hip work. Make it.
Yeah. T-Boss like ain't got nothing on you.
No, they don't. Hey, I'm celebrating my 62nd birthday anyway. Hey.
Happy birthday, Miss Linda. And you just got registered for your shot to get $1,000 of stimulus cash. All right?
Shut up.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and be quiet then.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy now.
What station's live, local, and lit, Miss Linda?
Hot 103 and slam dunk that Z.
I want to break it down.
Listen now through September 10th for your chance to win $1,000 in stimulus cash.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's awesome. My heart is racing so fast right now.
Get ready to win and spend.
Oh, my goodness.
Celebrating 70 years. Hot 103 Jams.
Yes, you know I'm here for it.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.